And then Krishna's water and swing pastimes. So many. So let us not read Bhagavad's verse today. Directly I will, describe the pastimes. All of you must know this verse, right? You can chant. Ayi Dina Dayar Saranathe. Chant. Mathura Natha Kada Avalokyase. Hridayam Tvad Aloka Kataram. Daitya Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. Translation. O my Lord, O merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Purport. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Sri Madhvacharya Sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to parampara, the disciplic succession. Beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the Acharya named Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in Madhvacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured South India and met the Tattvavadis, who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayatranatha, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling in the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself thus: My dear Lord, because of your separation my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me and let me know when shall I see you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishwar Puri. All the devotees in the line of Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today, I'll start with Sri Madhavendra Puri's appearance day. So Sri Madhavendra Puri, he appeared sometime in 14th century and he was a disciple of Sri Lakshmipati. And he has many disciples, most famous like Ishwar Puri comes first. He actually followed conjugal love, and Advaita Acharya also is his disciple. He followed friendship, and servitorship of Rasa, Krishna's pastimes. And then Paramanand Puri, Sri Sriranga Puri, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raghupati Upadhyay, all these great personalities, they are the disciples of Sri Madhavendra Puri. So, originally our sampradaya comes from Brahma Madhva sampradaya. Like up to Lakshmipati, they are all following what Madhvacharya's Siddhanta. So, you know, worshipping Krishna in opulence, in Dasyaras. But Sri Madhavendra Puri, he is the first one to introduce this conjugal rasa, you know, Shrungar rasa, and following in the footsteps of gopis. So he started practicing and he is a perfect being. So Sri Madhavendra Puri, actually once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was touring Vrindavan. That time when he went to Mathura, Keshavji temple, he was chanting and dancing in ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna. And then there was a Brahmana, Konodiya Brahmana. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and he became very attracted and he also started chanting and dancing. And then both the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Konodiya Brahmana, they caught their hands to each other and they started dancing in ecstasy. So all the people, passers-by, they were amazed to see these wonderful dancing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and that Brahmana. And then Mahaprabhu, after some time, Mahaprabhu was taking rest and then Brahmana came and met. So first question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, are you connected to Madhavendra Puri? You know, so that Brahmana was very happy to inform him that yes, I am a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri. You know, then Mahaprabhu said, now I understand. It is not possible without being connected to Sri Madhavendra Puri, you know, to exhibit such ecstatic love for Krishna. You know, then he embraced. So even though that Brahmana, Kanodiya Brahmana, he did not belong to regular Brahman family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his place and took prasadam, you know. So that is lineage, you know, Madhavendra Puri's lineage, where, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took, you know, initiation from Ishwar Puri, one of the disciples. So Sri Madhavendra Puri, he was practicing Ajagara Vritti. So once he was visiting Vrindavan, so he took bath in Govindkund, and he was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna ecstatically. So he was not Ajagarvritti means he won't go out for begging, you know, like a python waits for food to come to a doorstep. In the same way, there are certain class of devotees or sannyasis who practice Ajagarvritti, who don't go for begging. So like that, Madhavendra Puri belonged to that Ajagarvritti sannyasi. So he was just sitting and chanting. Most of the time he was in ecstasy, like that. So one day while he was chanting, a beautiful cowherd boy, he came and with a pot of milk. He said, Baba, please take this milk. You know, take this milk. So I heard that you did not eat, why you don't go for begging? I heard that you did not eat for last 3 days. You know, so Madhavendra Puri asked that boy. Madhavendra Puri was very attracted by the sweet words and the beauty of this boy. Said, how did you know that I didn't go for begging? No, some of the covered women, they told me that you didn't go for begging. So in this village, nobody goes hungry. You know, so those who don't get food, they can actually beg from others and eat. You know, so those who don't get any food, I supply to them. So please take this milk, and after some time, I will come back to get back my pot of milk. Then Madhavendra Puri, he became very attracted and enchanted by this boy, his beauty and his sweet words, and he was wondering, who is this boy? So Like that, then he was actually looking towards the road, path. When that boy will come, when that boy will come. So he was thinking, oh, I am supposed to think about Krishna, but now I am thinking about this boy. Like that, you know. So then slowly in the end of the night, he hardly would sleep. So he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, then this same boy came and told him that actually I am Gopal. You know. So actually I am originally established by Vajranab. You know, 5,000 years back. But when the Muslims attacked, that pujari became very frightened and he hid me in the bush and ran away. So since then I have been here. So no worship. I am feeling very hot and cold. You know, then I am feeling very hungry. Please get the help of the villagers and get me out of this bush and establish my deity on the top of the mountain, Govardhan Hill, like that. So Madhavendra Puri, he was started crying. He was started crying in ecstasy, then in lamentation that, oh, I am so unfortunate that I have seen Krishna, I met Krishna, but I could not recognize him. You know, he was lamenting, and then he said, okay. Then he composed himself. He said, okay, now I have to do my kartavya. And I have to do my, Lord has ordered me, you know, to do this seva. So he went and he collected all the villagers and informed that there is a Gopalji is there. You know, we have to take him out. And there is a huge forest and bushes are there. He said, you know, you bring the spade and, you know, all these other items so that we can, you know, cut out the forest. So they cut out the forest and all, and they dug out, you know, in that, and then they found a very beautiful deity of Gopalji. You know, so he said, when he came in the dream, he said, I am actually Giridhar. You know, I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Like that. So they took out the deity, and the Lord only indicated that, you know, I have not been worshipped and washed and all. So he said, you know, please apply scented oil, massage me with scented oils. You know, other then bathe me with a lot of water and milk and all the other items like that. So Madhavendra Puri, he collected all these items. Then he started massaging, you know, taking the help of the brahmanas, the body of the Lord. You know, so that the, you know, the deity would shine. Scented oils and, you know, so other items like that. So after that, they collected some 700, you know, pots of water from Govind Kund, and they mixed gulab jal and other perfumes, other, you know, scented items, you know, in the Govind water, and they filtered that water first, and they bathed the Lord, you know. Then they bathed the Lord with all these five items, you know, milk, dahi, honey and all that, so many like that. Very opulently they worshipped. So when the villagers came to know that the Gopalji is being established, they brought so many, you know, food grains. You know, there are five brahmanas or seven brahmanas. Just they were cooking only rice items. You know, around seven brahmanas they were cooking vegetable items, and another five brahmanas they were cooking, you know, other, you know, juices and chutneys and sweets and all that. So many brahmanas they are involved in cooking, and they made a huge offering. So after Lord Krishna performed Govardhan Leela pastime where he ate annakut, so that is after, you know, around 4,500 years back, again the Madhavendra Puri established the ceremony of annakut. All the villagers, they came and they gave. And when other villagers, they heard this, and they also brought all the food items, and again next day also there was annakut. Like that, you know, continuously for so many days, you know, and thousands of people would come and honor prasada. You know, thousands of people. So somebody stitched cloth for the Lord. Somebody offered, each villager gave one cow in charity to Lord Gopal. Like that. Okay, like that. So then that's why he has so much property. Now also he has so much property, Gopalji. Right? Then another, somebody constructed, you know, boundary walls. Another constructed a temple. Like that, and everybody contributed, and there is a very nice temple was built like that. Then Madhavendra Puri, he was very satisfied serving the Lord. There are two Brahmanas from Bengal, they came and they were renounced. So Madhavendra Puri liked them and he instructed them and initiated them to take care of the worship of Lord Gopal like that. So this later on, this same deity is the Vittalnath, Shri Vallabhacharya's son. That was entrusted to the care of Shri Vittalnath, Vallabhacharya's son. So later on, one rich businessman from Rajasthan, he was a very beautiful deity, right, Gopalji. So he was very attracted by the beauty of Gopalji, and he said, please come to my place, I'll worship you. So Lord Gopal agreed, I'll stay for 500 years, then after that I'll come back. Then the devotees there, they're very unhappy, and another very devoted person, he gave beautiful diamond studded Nupur to Lord Gopal. So that Pujari advised him that, Lord Gopal will ask you what benediction you want. Then asked him first to stay for some more time. Right? Then that Brahmana, when he offered, Lord Gopal asked, hey, what do you want? He said, please stay for some more time. Right? Then he said, okay, I'll stay 50 years more. So Lord agreed to stay in Nadwara 550 years. Now another 25 years, he will go back. Already in Gantoli Gaon, there is a temple built. Hear it? Another, already the small deity already gone like that. So nicely they worship in Nadwara. Recently only I had visited, that I heard that every day they bring water from Yamuna. Every day. they have a tanker, and every day they bring water from Yamuna. Very beautiful worship goes on in Nadwara. And beautiful deity, Shriji Baba, they call him Shriji Baba, and he's very merciful. Right, Gopalji. So Madhavendra, see, Shriji Baba came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri, and he said, I am feeling very hot. Go and bring Malai Chandan from Neelachal and apply on my body. So Shri Madhavendra Puri said, so Prabhupada writes in the purport that actually this is a mood of a devotee, right? A devotee does not bother and care his own personal troubles in order to serve the Lord, because going to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, that time not like, you may go and use your credit card and, purchase a airline ticket and, fly down in 2 hours and order, then again they will come in the cargo. It's not like that. They have to come all the way, walk, and that time all Muslims are ruling. So all the Muslim ruled kind of places, there's a lot of trouble. So, they would, all these robbers and all, they would attack and all that. So, but Madhavendra Puri, he was so devoted to Lord, and he was, very missionary, but I have to carry out the orders of Gopalji. So he took the trouble, even though in old age, he went. So he went all the way, like that. Prabhupada instructs us that we should also be very, follow in the mood of, take up the mood of Shri Madhavendra Puri. We should be able to take all the pains and troubles to spread this message of Krishna consciousness, to fulfill the orders of the spiritual master. We should not say, it is very hot, it is very cold, so much pollution, right? Whatever our service, we should carry out. We should take the pains like that. So he walked away all the way back to Neelachal. Then on the way, he was staying in a place called Remuna. So there is this place, Gopinath temple is there, and he was staying there, and then he was discussing with the Pujari what all items he offered to Lord Gopinath. He said, Amrita Keli, they cook one kind of kshira, you know, some is called Amrita Keli. Nowhere in this world such a kshira is offered to any deity. Like our sweet rice and sweet samosa, right? They are very famous. Like when even if you go to America, they ask, oh, did you bring sweet samosa? Right? Last time when I was in America, some devotees were asking in New York, did you bring sweet samosa? Right? Or like that. Our sweet rice is also very famous. Like that. So, kshira of Gopinath is very famous. He said, in all the three worlds, it is very famous. Right? So, Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking, oh, if I get, without asking, if I get some sweet rice, that, you know, kshira, you know, I can taste it and offer to Gopalji also. He had that desire. Then, Rama Rama, Shiva Shiva, what an offense I have committed before, you know, being offered to the Lord. One should not, you know, think that, you know, I should taste it and all that. Right? That is why pregnant women, children, and old women, old people, they are not allowed in the kitchen. You know, pregnant women, they always want to eat something. So they should, when pregnant women, they should not see bhoga being you know, cooked, because you know they get a desire. You know, they want to eat different kinds of foodstuffs. Like that, old people also, you know, even though their stomach, they can't digest, they want to eat all kinds of foodstuffs. Their tongues. Yeah. That's why we should not allow old people and pregnant women and children in the kitchen, Lord's kitchen. So Madhavendra Puri said, okay, oh my God, what have... Then he went, he left that place immediately, and he was sitting in the marketplace and started, you know, doing his bhajan. So meanwhile, the pujari, he did all the puja and all, then he, you know, he gave shayan to the Lord, then he went back to his room and was sleeping. And immediately he got a dream. And Gopinath came, and immediately the Brahmana got up and, you know, offered obeisances. Said, oh, then in the dream only. And then the Lord told him that, my dear Brahmana, I stole some sweet rice, you know, because of my tricks. You know, because of my tricks, you know, you could not find. I have hidden it behind the curtain. Right? So Prabhupada writes, this is the nature of Krishna's pastimes. They are very transcendental. Some rascals and fools, Prabhupada writes, very harsh purport. You know, they think that, you know, Krishna is immoral. Right? Any one of us can dare, you know, say that if I have stolen something, would we come forward and say, I have stolen this? Huh? Anybody would say? Suppose if somebody is introducing, you know, say me or something, you know, some function. He is actually, when he was in childhood, you know, when he was going to school, he used to, you know, steal pencils. You know, so he was known as pencil chore. When he was going to college, he was stealing, you know, mobiles. In his college, he was known as mobile chore. Right? When he was working, he was taking a lot of bribes from, you know, contractors. You know, he's a big chore. If somebody introduces me, I would not like it, right? Even if I have stolen, I would not like to say. But Krishna's stealing gives happiness to the devotees. That's why he is known as butter thief. Right? He is known as butter thief. Like that, Krishna was declaring that I actually have stolen sweet rice, you know, because of my tricks. He could not know. Right? That's why he is known as Kshirachar Gopinath. Kshirachar Gopinath. So please, you know, there is one Brahmana sitting in the marketplace. Go and tell him. You know, go and give him the pot of sweet rice. He wanted to taste. Yeah? So this Brahmana understood. And immediately he took bath. He got up, took bath, and entered the DT room. And then behind the curtain, he found a pot of sweet rice. Then he took the sweet rice. Then he was thinking, who is this great devotee? You know? Then he started shouting, oh, fortunate devotee, oh, fortunate one. Now please come forward and take this sweet rice. Gopinath has stolen sweet rice for you. Right? So he understood the Madhavendra Puri chanting and, in an ecstasy, shedding tears. Then the Madhavendra Puri came forward and took the sweet rice. That part was originally personally touched by Lord Gopinath, the deity, right? Then he immediately took the pot and then he opened it and took the sweet rice. It is like Amrut, that's why it's called Amrut Keli. Then he broke the pot into pieces, then he tied it in his gamcha, and then every day he would take a small piece of that pot every day, and then he would feel great ecstasy, right? Like that. So then he was very afraid that he would be very famous. He would become very famous and people will bother, will bother me, right? Then immediately he ran away to Neelachal. But before he reached Neelachal, his fame actually reached. All the people came to know that Gopinath in Ramuna stole sweet rice for this devotee. That's why now he is known as Kshirachar Gopinath. So many people came forward and started giving gifts to Madhavendra Puri. Then when he met Neelachal Pujaris, Jagannath Pujaris and all, then they came to know that he wanted Chandan, camphor and all that. Immediately so many devotees came forward and supplied. Like that. So Madhavendra Puri, he collected everything and he loaded them in the bullock carts. Then the devotees only, they got the required permissions and all. Then like that. So he reached Ramuna and he took darshan of Gopinath. Right? So Gopinath, he was taking rest, and that day night Gopalji came in the dream. Gopalji came in the dream, said, "My dear Madhavendra Puri, there is no difference between me and Gopinath. So please apply this sandalwood pulp till it is finished to the body of Gopinath. Then I feel that, you have applied to me." Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna is very merciful towards his devotees. So Gopalji thought that, my dear devotee Madhavendra Puri, he would have to undergo a lot of troubles carrying this, Muslim ruled countries, all these huge loads of, sandalwood. So Lord, said, okay, do just apply. Right? Because he was ready to serve, so Gopalji agreed, okay. So Madhavendra Puri stayed there in Ramuna for 3 months or something, and then even now they give if you give some donation in Ramuna, even now they give a small piece of that sandalwood pulp applied by Madhavendra Puri. Little bit they will give. Even now they kept a stock like that. So like that, Madhavendra Puri is such a great devotee. When in his old days, he was actually every day he would chant this verse and cry in ecstasy. Aidina dayatranathe maturanatha kadavalokyase hridayam tvadaloka kataram daita brahmyati kim karomyaham. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually this pastime was being narrated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Nityananda Prabhu, and he would chant this verse, Ai, and then he would chant, jump in ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it takes years to understand this verse, like that. So this verse is spoken in by Srimati Radharani in great separation from Krishna, when Krishna left for Mathura. So she was, praying to the Lord that, when will I see you again? Without seeing you, my heart is broken. Like that. So when Ramachandra Puri was here, has seen, Madhavendra Puri, chanting this verse and crying, and he was very impudent. And he was started advising Sri Madhavendra Puri that, why are you crying? Brahman is all pervading. Why are you saying, I can't see? So he just meditated on Brahman. So Madhavendra Tripuri was so furious. You know, what bad karma I have done in my last life that I got a disciple like you. Right? So better to die. He was, you know, saying like that. So because of this, displeasure of Madhavendra Puri, Ramchandra Puri fell down from his devotional path and he became a Mayavadi, and he would criticize everybody. He would criticize everybody to the extent that he was started criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purport, that's how it is. If you displease the spiritual master, you will fall down from your high position of devotional service and then you will become a Mayavadi, and he would like to even criticize the devotees and the Lord himself, right? But Ishwara Puri, he was very devoted disciple, and then he was actually serving Sri Madhavendra Puri. Spiritual master, even though his body is transcendental, he is completely immersed in Krishna consciousness. In order to give a chance to serve his Vapu, the spiritual master, sometimes he exhibits the pastime of being sick, so that the disciples would serve him, you know, in his last days. So Srila Prabhupada did that pastime, and when that the doctor came and, you know, he was checking the pulse, you know. He said, this personality is completely transcendentally merged in Krishna consciousness. He doesn't require any medicine. But Prabhupada was apparently looking outside, he was looking very sick and he was not eating and his only bones and all that. Right? Bhaktacharya was saying, when he would open the mouth to put medicine, he would see Prabhupada's tongue constantly chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is one more devotee, Prabhupada's god brother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He was very sick, and the doctor came and put stethoscope on his chest. What was he hearing? And he would put on our chest, labadab, labadab. Right? But when he put the stethoscope on his chest, he was listening, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Right? Pure devotees. So they were so absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Right? That in Pandripur also there is one great devotee, Sakubai. Right? She was so devoted to, one day somebody stolen her Gobarka cakes, you know, right? Cowdung cakes. Then she complained, somebody has stolen my, you know, cowdung cakes. The police asked, how do we know, you know, so many cowdung cakes are made, and how do we recognize that they are your cakes? So she said, put it to your ears, you will see Vittal, 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 Vittal. That's how you recognize. Right? Devotees are so absorbed like that. So, Ishwara Puri, the one principle in serving the spiritual master is that, you know, there is one, like anybody, servant, there is one, one should always remember this, without hating, you know, spiritual or any devotee, like, you know, he may be out of sickness, he may pass stool and urine in the bed, or you have to feed him, or he may have some disease, you cannot see that, you know, some eruptions on the body and all that. The servant should be very careful, without hating it. You know, one should not hate, oh, I have to lift stool and urine and all the thinkings, you know, bad smell and all that. So without that feeling, you know, with devotion and respect and love, one should serve. Then only you will get the benefit. So Ishwara Puri was doing that. You know, he was cleaning Madhavendra Puri and everything very nicely, he was serving. So Madhavendra Puri was so pleased with Ishwara Puri that, you know, he gave whatever love of God he has got, he transferred it to Ishwara Puri. Right? Simply by serving the spiritual master, Ishwara Puri got this love of God. And then Ishwara Puri is so great that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took initiation from him. Right? So one day Ishwara Puri, he wrote one book and he gave it to Nimai Pandit.
Yeah.
So Nimai Pandit, he said, I heard that you are a very expert in grammar and all that. Please, you know, some corrections are there, let me know. So Mahaprabhu said, some sentence, such a thing should be there. So Ishwarpuri explained, like this, no, this what I wrote is correct. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately agreed, yeah. So Prabhupada, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that devotee, Lord actually, he is very happy to be defeated by his devotee. Like that. So like that, so today, Madhavendra Puri's appearance day, and also Sri Radharaman Diti's appearance day. Right? Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, many shilas he was having, right? When he went to Nepal, Gandaki River, he brought all the Shaligram shilas, right? Then he brought them and to Vrindavan and he was worshipping them, like that. So one day one very rich gentleman, he came and offered him some beautiful crowns and then jewelry and all the, you know, so many items. So that day Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was lamenting, oh, I got a Shaligram Shila, I am not able to worship like other devotees, like Sanatana Goswami, and they have beautiful deities of Radha Raman and all that, Radha Madan Mohan and all that. I don't have, so how can I use them? Huh? These crowns and all that, how can I, how can I do Shringar like that? He felt like that and slept. So next day morning when he came to the temple to offer puja, then he saw beautiful form of Radha Raman, you know, manifested from the Damodar Shila. Damodar Shila. Beautiful form. So it is said that Vajranab, when he understood that Krishna was going to leave this planet, he wanted to have the beautiful form of the Lord manifest in this world. So he requested one Shilpi to carve out the deity of Lord Krishna. So in Uttaramata, she was actually requested to describe the qualities and the features of the Lord. So Uttaramata, she was very close to Krishna, especially because Abhimanyu died, Banja of Krishna. So Krishna was consoling her and all that. So she spent a lot of time with Krishna, during the war time and all that. So she started, describing the features, beautiful features and qualities of the Lord. So the Shilpi said, I cannot actually inculcate all these features and qualities and the beauty of Krishna in one deity. And he said, I will, make three deities. That's why Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind and Radha Gopinath. Right? So Radha Madan Mohan's lotus feet, they represent lotus feet of Krishna. Radha Govindji's lotus face exactly resembles Lord Krishna's lotus face. Right? And then chest of and arms of Lord Gopinath, resemble Lord Krishna's chest and like that. So it is said that three deities were formed and Vajranabha has established these three deities. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind and Radha Gopinath. Right? And when Radha Ramanji manifested himself, Radha Ramanji is the combined beauty of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind and Radha Gopinath. Most beautiful deity in the world. Right? Anybody who has darshan of Lord Radha Raman will become enchanted by the beauty of Radha Ramanji. Right? And Prabhupada said the worship that goes on in Radha Raman temple is the highest in the world. The devotees of ISKCON should go there and learn from them and establish the standards of Radha Raman temple in all our temples. Right? I opened the site. This Radha Raman, beautiful deity, picture of Radha Raman is there, very close. The only jewelry was kept, and then one coffin was there. Only kopin was put on, and no other cloth, just bare body of the Lord. It is called Aulavesha. Aulavesha. Aulavesha means when Krishna comes back after Gocharan, he comes back and takes bath, and he is in Gamcha. Then he was shouting, "Mummy, Ma, I'm feeling hungry. I'm feeling hungry." And Ma Yashoda is saying, I am coming, Aula, Aula. You know, she says, Aula, Aula, Prajavasha, means I am coming. Please wait, I'll feed you butter. Like that. So, like that, they put lot of, different Veshas to Lord Radharaman, and they have, Sangeet, according to the mood of the day. They play music and all that. Very beautiful, Radharaman. Like that, on this day, the deity manifested in 1542. On the day, full moon day of Vaishakha, today. On this day, they have a very big celebration. 100 liters of milk and other auspicious substances they use to bathe the Lord. Like 100 liters. And then, to his left, other day Dasaraj Prabhu was mentioning that how many times, even though this deity is called Radharaman, no Radharani is there, only a crown is kept to the left of Radharaman deity. And it is said that Gomati Chakra also was there, because it is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas that Gomati Chakra should be worshipped along with Shaligram Shila. Wherever Shaligram Shila was there, Gomati Chakra should be put. Like that. So, Rasarabhu was explaining that actually it indicates, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is he? He is a very ardent devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He was taking remnants of Lord Chaitanya in Srirangam. So is actually this Radharaman is actually combined form of Radha and Krishna. Is another form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Right? So, and then there is in the kitchen, the fire was lit 435 years back. And still the fires are on in Radharaman temple. Still the fires are on. They don't use any matchsticks or lighters and all that. Even now. Like that. Once one foreign disciple of Sri Prabhupada, he went to the Pujari of Radharaman. He said, I wanted to worship. I want to learn worship Radharaman. So that Pujari very proudly said, in this life, you distribute books and do all these things. Next life you will get a chance to worship Radharaman. So that devotee went, wow, very nice. At least next life I will get a chance. Then he went and reported to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, said, what rascal. You go and tell him, in this life you worship Radharaman, in the next life you will get a chance to distribute books. Right? So Prabhupada said, taking part in this book distribution leela is, taking part in Rasa Leela dance. Right? Other day we were reading Bhakti Rasama Sindhu class. It was explained that a devotee of in the Mahaprabhu's lineage, when in advanced stage, he has two moods. One is Sadhaka mood, another is Raganaga mood. Where in Sadhaka mood he follows, like Rupa Goswami has two features, Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami. So while following Rupa Goswami, we do sadhana in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, chanting and like that. So when we are advanced, the same soul manifests two forms, one as a Sadhaka, another as a Siddha. So as a Siddha, we follow Rupa Manjari. As a sadhaka, externally we follow sadhana of Rupa Goswami. But internally, one should follow in the footsteps of Rupa Manjari. Not now, when we become free from metal contamination and all that. Like that. So this Radharaman, this is about Radharaman. Next is Parameshwari Das Thakur. Appearance or disappearance? Huh? Disappearance. So Parameshwari Das Thakur, he was previously Arjuna, one of Krishna's 12 cowherd boyfriends, Sakas. He was like that. So he appeared in Vaidya family in Angpur, in Burdwan district, and he is one of the Sri Nityananda Prabhu's companions. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Kanainashara and he was going back to Jagannath Puri, that time Parameshwari Das Thakur, he also accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. So when Sri Jagannath, when Lord Chaitanya, he advised, he instructed Sri Nityananda Prabhu to go back to Bengal and preach to the fallen people. Nityananda Prabhu, along with Nityananda Prabhu, Parameshwari Das Thakur also, he accompanied Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and he was known as life of Lord Nityananda. He was very dear to Lord Nityananda, like that. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that just by remembering Parameshwari Das Thakur, one will get love of Krishna. So once there was some Harinam Sankirtan was going on in Akna Mahesh, in the house of Kamalakar Pippala. And they were actually chanting and dancing in so many hours the Kirtan was going on. Parameshwari Das Thakur, he was also chanting in ecstasy. And Prabhupada writes that there are always people who become envious of devotees. Because they are always in ecstasy, right? Prabhupada says in Queen Kunti's lectures, Prabhupada said, these neighbors, you know, they are so envious. These people, they don't go to factories and, you know, offices and all, but they have got so many cars, nice temple, nice food they eat, they are nice, their faces are shining. Yeah. How these people are doing like that? So they are very envious. Prabhupada says, I tell them, you also come, we'll feed you. But no, they won't come. They will drive their lorries. Ooh, zoo, 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 Prabhupada makes sound. And danger to them and danger to others. Right? So these non-devotees, they are very envious. So they wanted to contaminate the place. So some of these envious non-devotees, they killed one jackal and they brought the dead body and left that body in the midst of the Kirtan Mandap. Like that. So Parameshwari Das Thakur, he was so much in ecstasy that, you know, when he touched the jackal with his lotus feet, the jackal came back to life. And the jackal also started dancing, chanting Hare Krishna. Like that. Next is Srinivacharya's appearance. So Srinivas Acharya, he was born in 1530 AD on the full moon day of the month of Vaishaka in the village Chakandi, which was just north of Agradvipa in the district of Nadia. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Katwa to take sannyas. I described last time how all the devotees are in great lamentation because you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very long, flowing, beautiful curly hair, blackish, right? Blackish curly hair, and he was like it is said, you know, the many people they ask, why you people shave? You know, new hairstyle, right? Why you people shave? So it is said that Lavanyam Keshadharanam, you know, the hairstyle, you know, the beauty of a person is decided by the hairstyle he keeps in Kali Yuga. Right? So it is found out that the highest amount of money is spent on cosmetics related to the hair. Everybody wants to keep the hair very beautiful. So we shave our hair, you know, so that, you know, we don't attract opposite sex. right? They will be, which woman will be attracted to, you know, some taklu with, you know, right? That is why, like they ask, why do you keep sika, you know? I tell them, you know, it's antenna for receiving knowledge. Right? So people were very distressed, you know, with the thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair will be shaved off. You know, that barber was actually, he could not shave for so many years, so many hours. You know, he was just unable to control his grief. He was constantly crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him benediction, you shave my hair, you will get love of God, then no more shaving for you. So that barber said, I am not going to shave anymore. He retired. That was the last shave he had done. Right? Like that. So, that time there is one devotee, Gangadhar Bhattacharya. Gangadhar Bhattacharya. He was so much in distress, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being, you know, shaved off and... you know, it's a very big thing, you know, shaving off hair. When I first joined, I had a great hesitation. In the beginning, I was only shortening my hair. Then one fine day, I said, okay, shave off. It was so embarrassing, you know, going out and everybody looking at you. But you become accustomed. Right? Like that. So... So one devotee, this Gangadhar Bhattacharya, he was in great lamentation. He was crying, Hey Chaitanya! Hey Chaitanya! Hey Chaitanya! Like that. So all the devotees, they took him up and consoled him. So because he was chanting, Hey Chaitanya in lamentation, everybody gave him name, Chaitanya Das. Chaitanya Das. So since then he was known as Chaitanya Das. So Chaitanya Das, his wife, she was Lakshmi Priya. She is from Jiji Gram, like that. When they were staying, one day Chaitanya Das got a dream. And he got a desire that he should have a son. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grihasthas, they are so advanced that they won't entertain, you know, beating their wives, you know, unless there is an order from the Lord. They think that, oh, I want to produce a child, that means I am having a desire for sense gratification, you know, like that. So they are very particular. You know, like they were living together, like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got a desire. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. He wanted to check with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whether I should do this or not. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he saw, he is Antaryami, he understood. And he immediately told that your desire will be fulfilled. You will have a son, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath will bestow you, bestow him. He was telling to Govind. He will get a son and his name will be Srinivas. Then he said, I will, Rupa and Sanatana and other Goswamis, they will bring out literature. Through them I will bring out the literature and through Srinivas Acharya I will distribute books. And he will be, he will manifest my love of God. And he'll be non-different from me. Like that. So when he heard this, all the devotees in Jagannath Puri, they started inquiring, who is this great personality? Who is this, you know? Then Govinda, he explained, you know, this Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya's son will be Srinivas. And he will be manifesting love of Krishna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that. Then... after that, Srinivas Acharya, he was born in Chakandi village. So, Srinivas Acharya, he heard Sri Krishna's pastimes, Radha Krishna pastimes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes from you know, his father, and his mother taught him kirtan. His mother taught him kirtan. So he learned all this grammar and all that from Dhananjay Vidya Vachaspati. So in the beginning, in his childhood, he was not at all interested to study. He was constantly chanting Hare Krishna. And his father and mother, they are very worried. You know. So one day, he came back, you know, Dhananjay Vachaspati, then all the parents requested him to go to the school. So then Dhananjay Vachaspati saw Srinivas Acharya, he was a small boy. He offered obeisance to Srinivas. Srinivas said, "What are you doing, Guru Maharaj?" He said, "You know, you have actually stolen all my knowledge. Now I forgot all the grammar and all that." You know, I know that you are a very great personality. You are not interested in all this mundane, you know, school knowledge and all. So I forgot, you know, what will I teach you? You have stolen all my knowledge. Like that. So Srinivas Acharya, now Dhananjay Vidya Vachaspati said, "You go back. You go back." Like that. So he went back, and the parents came. He didn't go to this thing. House immediately. Parents came searching. No, Dhananjay Vachaspati already left. So when they reached home, he was sitting in his room and chanting, small boy, chanting Hare Krishna. They understood like that how great. Then later on, his father died very early, and Srinivas Acharya, became very grief-stricken, because he was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was actually narrating all the time, narrating past tense of the Lord, like that. So then in order to sustain himself, they moved to Shrikand village. He moved to Jajigram, the maternal grandfather's place. And the villagers, they gave him a piece of land and all the house, and they started staying there. So one day, he went to meet Narahari Sarkar in Shrikand, near Shrikand village, near Shrikand, some village, who advised him, you immediately go to Puri. You immediately go to Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may leave this world, may finish his pastimes any moment. So immediately he took permission from his mother and he left for Puri. What happened? By the time he left Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So he was plunged into great lamentation and grief, and he started lamenting, and he decided to end his body. He was actually lamenting that, you know, why did I take birth very late? You know, I am not able to take part in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. Like that, right? Even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, all those great devotees, they lament that they could not take part in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? We should also lament. We should not think, some people sometimes they say, we must be some cockroaches or something during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But actually we were not, because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the kirtan, during kirtan pastimes in Srivas Thakur's house, when Vasudev Datta, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the whole world, that time he delivered the whole world. So that time we were not there. Right? Then he infused other living entities immediately. Right? So Srinivas Acharya wanted to finish his body off. Then Mahaprabhu came in his dream and said, "No, later on you go to Vrindavan." Like that. "You will represent my love of God." Like that. So Srinivas Acharya met Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit actually, like the other day I was narrating the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit, he was very grief-stricken, feeling great separation from Lord Chaitanya after he left. But he had stayed back, waiting for Srinivas Acharya to come. So Gadadhar Pandit advised him, Srinivas Acharya, that you study Bhagavatam. Then he advised him, "You go back, you know, you go to Vrindavan," like that. So then he said, "At least you meet Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya." So then immediately he packed his bags and went to Bengal. By the time he reached Bengal, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya left this world. And again he plunged into great separation and lamentation. And then again he wanted to commit suicide. Then Advaita Acharya came in his dream and told him, no, don't do it. You go to Vrindavan and meet Rupa and Sanatana and other Goswamis. He was going through Agradvipa and other places, Ayodhya and Kashi and all that. Then finally he reached Vrindavan. When he reached the border of Vrindavan, he got the news. Right? Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, they left this world. And he said, now what is the use of going to Vrindavan now? My life is a waste. It's a great tragedy in the life of Srinivas Acharya. He said, I'm going to finish off my body. Like that. Then Rupa and Sanatana, they came in his dream and said, no, you go to Vrindavan and meet Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Like that. So then he reached Vrindavan. So then he met Rupa Goswami, he met Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, then he taught him Bhagavatam and then he initiated him. Right? So once Shijiva Goswami heard him speak Ujjwala Neelamani very expertly, so he was very impressed. That's why he gave him the title Acharya. Previously his name was Srinivas, so he became Srinivas Acharya. So later on, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. So these three devotees, they were interested to take the literatures of all the Goswamis to Bengal. And they packed in a bullock cart and they were carrying with the security and all that. Everything was smooth. When they reached Bengal, it's a place called Bana Vishnupura. The king, Veera Hambira, he was actually a thief, dacoit king, dacoit leader. He would waylay the people and steal everything from them. So he came to know that there is some great personality, they were coming and they were bringing lot of treasure. He consulted one astrologer. The astrologer said, yes, there is a very great treasure. And he got a news that, you know, they are very tired and all. So one day they came, one day night, they came and looted everything and they took. So the Veera Hambira, when they opened the chest, you know, treasure chest, he found only books. So he castigated, you know, the astrologer. The astrologer said, how many times I calculated, I found only, you know, there are some jewels, very valuable stuff. Some valuable stuff is there. Right? Like that. So he was very disappointed, but just by seeing these literatures, he became purified. Right? That's why Prabhupada says, right? My books are non-different from Krishna. You just touch my books, you know, you read one line from my books, they'll become purified. What is the use of, you know, your preaching? Let them read one line from my book. That's why, you know, when we are preaching, at least, you know, we should make them touch the books. Even if they are not taking, at least touch Baba. Sometimes I tell people, are chune ke liye paisa nahi lagta hai, at least, you know, touch karo. You know, we should make all the book distributors very careful. All the people are passing by, at least make them, even if they are not taking, touch the book of Prabhupada. They will become purified. Right? So later on, Srinivas Acharya sent away Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit back to Vrindavan. He was staying there and he hoped to... Then he met one Brahmana who recites Bhagavatam. So being Veera Hambira, he found out that actually Srinivas Acharya, that this Veera Hambira, he was very fond of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srinivas Acharya started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining. So Veera Hambira, by hearing from the lips of a pure devotee, he immediately became purified. Then he gave him a very nice place to stay and all. One day when he was alone with Veera Hambira, Srinivas Acharya narrated the whole story. Then Veera Hambira said, I was the thief. So he immediately gave back all the books to Srinivas Acharya. Then Srinivas Acharya sent a message to Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit that we found the books. So Srinivas Acharya initiated this Veer Hambira and all his followers into Vaishnavas. They all became very great devotees of the Lord. So later on, he came back and then he started preaching. Then one of his chief disciples was Ramachandra. Ramachandra. Because he was very expert poet, he gave him the title Kaviraj. Ramachandra Kaviraj. Right? So very great devotee of the Lord. That is why Narottam Das Thakur sings, right? Dayakaro Sri Acharya, Prabhu Srinivas, Ramachandra Sangamage, Narottama Das. So that now Ramachandra is this Ramachandra Kaviraj. So later on again he married, Narahari Sarkar, he advised him to get married. And then Srinivas was married to Ishwari. Like that. Then he went to Vrindavan again, and he met all the Vaishnavas. Then again he came to Keturi, and then he installed Gauranga, Vallabhakanta, Brajadama, Shri Krishna, Radhakanta and Radharaman, 6 sets of deities. So he was the Acharya for installing the, he installed the deities in Keturi Gaum. Right? You went Keturi? Still the deities are there. Right? You went? I think Radhanand Maharaj's group they go, right? Then again he did Navadvip Mandal Parikrama with Narottam and Ramachandra Kaviraj. So again he got married. Twice he got married. So like that Srinivas Acharya, the first book distributor in our movement. Srinivas Acharya ki, Shri Madhavendra Puri ki, Parameshwari Das Thakur ki, Shri Radharaman Dev ki, Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Mike? You to Rajan's Prabhu.
So, who is Sakshi Gopal? Is he the one who went to Nadutar?
No. Gopalji, the deity was found by Madhavendra Puri.
Yeah.
That is Giridhar Gopal. That is Gopalji. That deity went to Nadwar.
Then, where is Sakshi Gopal from?
Sakshi Gopal is also from Vrindavan.
That's another Gopal.
Yeah. It happened some other time. So, that is a very long, very old history it is.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for your nice explanation. I want to know this Shirshor Gopal, Gopinath, where it is there right now? And which Sampradaya is being maintained by?
Our Madhavendra Puri descendants only.
Where it is?
It is near Balasore, near in Orissa, 4-5 hours from Calcutta. Or 4-5 hours from Jagannath Puri.
Balasore.
Yeah. You get down at Balasore station and you take a jeep, you'll go there. Very beautiful deity. Can't describe the beauty of Shri Acharya Gopinath. Very nice. Then you should taste that sweet rice, Amrit Keli.
And similarly, this Srinathji, you said they are going to stay another 50 years.
25 years.
25 years. So this Vallabhacharya Sampradaya people knows where
it? Yeah.
They are also mentally prepared to give up.
What is that? That small deity is called Lala. Every day they do this, you know, sing. So already the deity is already gone. Already temple was built in Gantoli Gaon.
Gantoli?
Yeah. Vrindavan? Near Govardhan Parvat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Gopalji, he didn't want to climb the Govardhan Hill because devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara, they don't touch the Govardhan Hill because he is non-different from Krishna. So we should not touch Govardhan Shila, Govardhan Parvat with our feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was refusing to go up, but he had great desire for darshan of Gopalji. So Gopalji came down to Gantuli Gaon and he stayed for many months. And Mahaprabhu, when he was staying in Vrindavan, he every day would go to take darshan of Gopalji and chant and dance like that. Nalwara, very nice, you should go once. Beautiful Shungar they do, beautiful darshan. Hare Krishna.
Gopalji is...